Professionals such as doctors and lawyers are well known to resist changes to their work. They go through years of training and become attached to the core tenets of their profession. Unsurprisingly, managers therefore struggle to make professionals break from their deeply embedded views. At the same time, professionals are uniquely positioned to discover and put in place useful changes to their work. They are experts at what they do and often know better than anyone else the ins and outs of their jobs. So how can professionals transcend their boundaries and voluntarily break from their ingrained views? And how can managers encourage them to do so? Our study of how some professionals, namely anesthesiologists, became the instigators of a profound change in their work provides some cues. My co-author and I interviewed and observed French anesthesiologists who voluntarily adopted a practice that not only required a completely different set of skills, but also clashed with a core tenet of their profession. They introduced the novel practice of hypnosis as an anesthesia technique into the operating room. Hypnosis entails using one's voice to put the patient in a state of modified consciousness, and it can replace the use of general anesthesia for certain procedures. Hypnosis went against their profession's views of what was considered legitimate science. Yet they adopted this new practice with no outside pressure to do so. So what helped these professionals to voluntarily shift their views and reinvent their work? We identified two processes. The first was turning inward to themselves by focusing on their own direct experiences of clients, in this case patients. The second was turning outward to clients rather than to their peers. First, turning inward to themselves played an important role for anesthesiologists to start questioning the profession's views. When experimenting with this innovative technique, they began to directly see and feel the benefits to their patients and their work. Second, turning outward to clients' words and feedback was crucial for these anesthesiologists to reassess their profession's views. Doing so helped them to see such a different tool as not only efficient, but also a necessary one to do their jobs well. As they began using hypnosis, for the first time in their careers, patients gave them feedback that truly touched them. Guided by patient feedback, instead of viewing the novel tool as clashing with their professional views, they shifted their views. This dual anchoring on direct experiences and patients' feedback also helped overcome the huge hurdle of getting surgeons to accept the new tool. To convince surgeons of the novel tool's efficacy, anesthesiologists focused their efforts on ensuring surgeons could directly experience the benefits of this technique to their patients. They also heavily relied on patients' feedback to convince surgeons that such an esoteric technique was necessary. They noted that patients' words were more influential than their own. Straying from the norm, these anesthesiologists are at the forefront of introducing this innovative anesthesia technique to the OR. Our study suggests that managers can encourage professionals to question the status quo and reassess deeply set views of their profession. First, managers can engineer moments when professionals have time to test out new practices and reflect on their own direct experiences with clients. Second, managers can help professionals turn to their clients' feedback in their judgment of new practices. Overall, it can be quite challenging for people to look beyond their professional boundaries. But if they have the encouragement and opportunity to use their own experiences of and relations with clients when assessing their work, it may open the doors to voluntarily reinvent their work.